Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God.
God turning around.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I see somebody's finances turning around. I see somebody's education turning around. I see some of these kids, their education is paid for in Jesus' name. Should the Lord tarry, Lord, grants and scholarships. Blessed in Jesus' name. Wow, were they chasing after Jesus? They getting a good foundation. Reed, come up here. Let's bless this. You guys join us as we confess to the Lord his word. Amen. Deuteronomy, you know what it is? It was the second telling of the law. You know, God, he loves me with twos. Only let him love you with twos. Start seeing double for your trouble. Start seeing everything the devil does wrong. Start seeing double in your finances, in your family, in your mind, in your future. See, I said motorcycles, double. Reed might want to ride one. I don't know. Maybe Carrie might want to ride with me. Maybe Randy. Amen. Hallelujah. God's able. Give us the desires of our heart. Amen. Now, if you don't have a desire to ride a motorcycle, he won't give you one. He'll give you your desire. He'll bless you the way you, things you like to have. Amen. Amen. You'll send you on cruises. Elaine and Frankie, you need to start going back on your cruises again. It's time for you to go cruising again, doing things you enjoy. Amen. Father, we thank you today. According to your word in Deuteronomy 6, 10 through 11, we're getting our lands and our places of employment. All of our debts are being eliminated. And we'll owe no man nothing but to love one another. Today we claim our great and goodly cities, all of our houses full of good things, our vehicles and all the equipment and the people that we need to preach and teach the word of faith to the world to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. We are making a difference. Hallelujah. Randy, can you testify, didn't y'all help Brother Harold and Peggy Cagle? Give a little testimony of what happened. I want to know the rest of that story.
I got a call, and maybe I shouldn't do this, but if I don't know who it is, I don't answer. I mean, I get so many scam calls and stuff, it's just ridiculous. But so I didn't answer, but he left, and I'm waiting for him to leave me a message, then I'll know who it is. So when he left me the message, I called him back. And, you know the story, I guess. He had locked, him and Peggy was stopped over at Hendricks Barbecue, which is a mile from my house, to get some supper or dinner, and he locked his keys in his van, so he wanted to know if we could help him. So, Pastor, I said, yeah, I got AAA. I'll just call them. They'll come unlock it. You know, I'll come over there. They'll do it. You don't have to own the car. So I called them, and then I went on over there, and they were inside, and so I was just standing out there and waiting, and because it's really a miracle. The guy told me from AAA, he said, I'll be there in 15 minutes. I'll be there in 15 minutes. And I said, wow, ain't going to be 2 hours, you know. So anyway, he came. Well, before he came, you know, I went there and talked to Harold and Peggy. And Harold got sick and he in the restaurant there and threw up and he couldn't make it. You know, he was going to go to the bathroom, but the people were really, really nice, and they got a bucket and mopped it up and said, just sit there, you know, said, it's fine. So this one guy, am I taking too long? This one guy, we didn't even know him. We didn't know what he'd done, but there's a, and I didn't know this because I know I don't know everything, But there was a fire station right a mile down the road on highway on Stateford Boulevard. And this guy in the restaurant went and called, because I guess when he seen him throwing up and all, he thought, well, you know, he needs to be checked out. So he called the fire department. I didn't know they'd come and lock your car. I didn't like the way they done it, but they got it up. But anyway, so, I mean, I could have done it like they done it. But so here come the fire department, and here come AAA pulling up at the same time. And but the fire department already got out there. They went in there and checked him out, and they came out there to unlock his car or van. And the AAA, and so I went out there and told the AAA guy, I said, well, so he said, since you guys, talking to the fire department, already got your tools out here and everything, said, y'all go ahead and do it. So I said, what do you want me to do? And he said, because usually you have to show your identification to them and they log it. I guess that's, they get paid, or I don't know how they get paid. But he said to me, he said, but you don't have to do anything. So he left. So here the fire department is trying to get in his van. They took a plastic wedge is what I call it, stuck in between the door, the crack there, and hammered it in there, and so the door would come up. And they had a big long rod with a hook on it, and they rammed that in there and tried to get down there to the well, it had a button, you know, you got a unlock button down there on the inside of the door there, at the, right there about arm high. So I didn't know if I was going to get it open or not, and so Harold had got, they checked him out. He was a little better then. Him, Carol, Peggy came out, and we were watching them. And they were really had a time. So finally, that guy took that big old long rod, and it was about big around your finger, and he bent it certain ways, you know. He seen where he needed to go. Had a guy on the other side, the pasture side, telling him, there, drop it down. Go a little further, you know, drop it. And finally, he hit that button, and when he did, that door was under pressure. He went boom, but it came flying open. And look, I don't think they heard anything really. But what I've seen, they come out and they have these little dummy sticks. They call them a flat little piece of metal, like with a hook on it, and they stick it down on the outside of the glass down there where the lock is and jiggle it. You know, and some of them's got a key. They have a set of keys, and they have one. They might even fit your car, because I've seen that before. They got a key to your car, and you didn't even, you know. But anyway, so Harold got, he was glad. They were happy, so helped him get in the vehicle. And Harold was, he didn't know if he was going to be able to drive or not. And so we were right there, you know, in the vehicle. I was over at the passenger door with it open, helped Peggy in, and Harold was on the driver's seat. So I just said, come on. Let's pray. We know what to do about this. So we joined hands, and we had a big old prayer for healing. And you know God heals, though. You know you got to keep praying no matter what. Don't ever give up. And so we had a nice prayer there and declaring healing and Harold's stuff to be gone and strength and travel mercy so they could get home. So sat there just a little bit. He seemed to be, so they backed out and went on down the road there. And I got a message on Facebook that they made it. You know, everything was well. And anyway, but so I was just getting ready to leave myself, because I kind of watched them go up the road there. And you know, this guy that done called the fire department, he come over there and He told me what he'd done. I said, well, you should have told us. I mean, if you told us, you know, I'd done. He said, well, I didn't think AAA would get there that fast. Plus, I feel like that Harold needed to get checked out, and I agreed. I said, yes. I said, I appreciate you doing that. I said, I didn't know you could call him to do that, but I know now. So me and him got to talking, and we talked. I got to really witness to this guy, and so we told him, you don't really know, but, you know, you start talking to people about Jesus and all, they act like they're saved or they know the Lord, which he used to go to church and all, you know, and So I told him about Jesus and stuff and some scriptures and witnessed to him. And so I think, you know, when you, that's sowing seed in the ground or in the people. And so, like the Bible says, some sow, some water, and some reap. And so that's what we got to do all along our faith journey, is just sow that seed. And sometimes, you know, you water. Sometimes you sow, sometimes you water, and sometimes you'll reap. And bring a soul into the kingdom of God, and the angels rejoice. That's it. Amen.
Thank you, Randy. I tell you, God has us in strategic places. See, they're from Maiden, but they had just had our services here the week before. Well, Monday, Randy, Harold had to have a stent put in.
Yeah.
So, see, that's what was going on.
Yeah.
But thank God he wasn't alone. They were not alone. See, Bill had sent me a message, and I got the message on my voicemail. And by the time I tried to call Harold, but his phone was in the van.
Yeah.
So I got back in touch with Harold, with Bill, Dr. Bill, and he said, well, I called Jim Howard. And Jim called Randy and Jackie because he knew they were very close to Salisbury where they were at. And all that was just taking place, coming together to bless Harold and Peggy. So having us in strategic places, and then people got prayed for. Amen. So you got the natural working, you got the firemen getting the things unlocked, but then you got the supernatural going on. Because see, that we don't know. You could have helped them from having a heart attack until he got the stent in there. I know you did. The prayers changed. Prayers make a difference. That mouth appeared, but then it disappeared. Prayers change things. Amen. God is there to help us. He'll make things appear. He'll make things happen. But then it's okay to go get the natural done. Because we got this natural body that's fighting our spirit. See, it don't know it's healed, our body. That's why our spirit has to keep telling it. Because one day it's going to be changed. But that day is not here yet. Jesus hasn't returned yet the second time. So hallelujah. See, we just needed this time today just to talk about the Lord and just share. You know, the business meeting, we'll take care of that. Amen. That's going to be fine. I need to make sure you guys are fine. Amen. That's what the great shepherd, he wants to make sure his people is fine. So I think we might finish up on our theme, 2023. If you're joining us online or here and you haven't heard the theme, you can go online, wofwc.org. You can pull up all of our YouTube channels, pull our YouTube channel up and catch all these videos. But the Lord says specifically, and we're going to join Ruthie for her birthday, you know, after the service, we're going to meet her down in Rock Hill on her birthday card. I started out with 2023, my daughter here, you know, fear not, for the Lord is with thee. She's a millennium. She's 23. That's how I keep things straight. I just go back to Ruthie, the millennial baby. 2023, you know, everything focuses around that one. I can count from there and find out how old people are, my kids. But, you know, telling her, fear not. I want her to know that the Lord is with her.
Amen.
Everywhere she goes. Now, I know it, but I want to make sure she knows it. And her husband knows it. And the world around her, the devil knows it. See, we got to let him know who we are. Because a thief, he wants to come up and steal from you until you turn around. If you know the thief, you turn around and catch him, you know, he's going to run. But the thief wants to really deceive you and become your buddy, get close to you, and then steal from you, then kill you. See, that's the devil. That's what he wants to do. He appears as an angel of light, but he's not. The truth's not in him. And by the Holy Ghost is the only way we know. By the Holy Spirit, the Lord shows us things. Amen? So our theme for 2023 was Psalms 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Not every Christian knows that. They think God is up there watching down from below and you're on your own. You know, just got to hang on till he comes back. That ain't God. You know, you got to make that personal. That's a personal relationship. David made it personal. He made Jesus. See, David, he was at home taking care of sheep, but there was a battle going on. He was going to bring cheese out to his brothers. This is when he fought Goliath. But see, before David fought Goliath, he fought a lion and a bear that was after his sheep. But see, the purpose that God made David was a shepherd, not just for sheep. He was going to shepherd God's sheep, his people. Amen. And God was raising him up. And David, he was anointed by God. And see, it's the anointing in you that will defeat the devil around you. Amen. And see, we got to know that Jesus is with us. Our shepherd's with us. And he's given us the rod. He's given us his authority. That makes it a relationship. I shall not want, I shall not decrease. That's our supply. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not decrease. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That gives us rest from all the chaos that's going on around us. If we know the Lord is our shepherd and we can fear not, we can lay down at night knowing if the Lord calls me home tonight, we'll go. But if not, in the morning, I got mercy every morning. I got his mercy every morning. I got his wisdom every morning. But you got to wake up knowing that, amen, and seeking that, and it'll show up. The Holy Ghost will reveal things to us. And then we talked about he leads me beside the still waters. That's our refreshment. Leads me beside those still waters. I tell you, this psalm, every time I go by water now, if I see, you know, when the wind's blowing, it ain't still waters. It's rough. You can't really see. You just see the waves. But when it's still, you can see the reflection. You can see the mountains. You can see it's a reflection. I just think about those still waters. When I see that, I think about that psalm. He leads me, but he wants my life to be, when I keep God and I be still and know God, my life can be at peace. And then what? I can see things. See, when you can see something, you don't stumble around in the dark. And that's what God's word will do. It'll give you peace to where you know what to do. Man, back here, I didn't have peace there for a little while during that service about what to do. I'm like, because I knew what needed to happen to get this mouse back. And I knew that was going to take some time. And I'm the only person back there because, you know, it's nice to have an assistant that can be doing this. And I know the time it's going to take. Amen. And I didn't want to make that decision. I knew there was a decision there I had to make. And I didn't have my peace. That peace, I was fighting for that peace again. And then that peace showed up. That mouse was there. See, that's my anchor. That's my hope. That's God. He shows up. Amen. When the storm of life comes up, Jesus lays his head down and goes to sleep. He leads me beside the still waters. See, a lot of times we want to fight the storm when Jesus went to sleep in the middle of the storm. Because what? He had already sent the word. We're going to the other side. That's what the Father said. Jesus said, now the mission is on the other side. I don't know if Jesus knew the storm was coming. It didn't matter. Remember I told you? I used to say, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Now it's God said it. That settles it. I believe it. Because what God has said, no matter what I do, it's settled. The Bible said his word is forever settled in the heavens. Amen. When he said it, he's covenant. And that gives purpose. Man, that gives reality. Amen. I mean, when Moses was at the Red Sea, Moses wasn't sure what to do, but God knew what he was going to do. God knew what Pharaoh was going to do. But see, if God tells us everything the devil's doing, we won't walk by faith. It takes faith to trust God. It takes faith to please God. I want to please God. And God wants us. He wants to be a part of our life. He wants to defeat the enemy. He's defeated the enemy. And he wants us to see that victory. And we got to trust him. We don't have to know everything. A lot of times we want to know why is all this going on. We're not God. We don't need to know that. We just need to know what his word says, what he has given us in the word. Because he restores my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. When I get still, he can restore me. When I get still, he can minister to me. When I get still, I can hear his voice. And that restores my soul. That brings healing. I tell you what, a lot of your healing comes when you just get still. Just get still. Say, Lord, I'm going to get still. I'm healed. I'm getting still. Amen. Now, the phone's going to ring when you get still. Probably 10 doctors are going to tell you, lab work, foot, whatever, you know what kind of work, lab work, lung, all kind of work you got to do before you get to the doctor's office. Amen. Work, work, work. And that's okay because, you know, your blood tells your life history. But there's another blood that speaks life. It's the blood of Jesus. See, that's the new life. Amen. That's the new life. Even though I've got natural blood, that's the natural. But then I've got Holy Word. I got Jesus. I got my spirit. That gives me a blood transfusion. Amen. That takes diabetes out of my blood and my cells start changing. They start receiving and working together. Instead of fighting all this sugar, they start My pancreas comes alive and it starts working and starts doing, it gets restored. My pancreas gets restored. He restores my pancreas. Man, just take that psalm or whatever. He restores my high blood pressure. He restores my crippling. See, it's not your arthritis. It's the devil's. Jesus was the scapegoat. Jesus took it on his body and he took it to hell. When his body was destroyed, sin was destroyed. And then God raised Jesus from the dead and he's got a glorified body. Because all the sin of the world was taken to hell. It was released back to the devil. See, he's the last Adam. He restored our position. The Lord restored our position. Amen. Jesus did. He got our authority back. That doesn't mean we're not still fighting, but we fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Because Jesus has won it. I said he has won it. He leads me by paths of righteousness. He leads me in paths of righteousness. See, he leads, but I got to follow. All people will say, well, why did this happen? Well, were you following or did you stop? Did you stop at the 7-Eleven? Jesus ain't stopped. Jesus hadn't took off. He ain't got off the exit yet. He's still going. He's still right. What are you doing? Get back in the right. Amen. See, it's when we get off the right path that things start happening that never was God's will in our life. So we don't want to blame God. We just want to confess, repent, say, Lord, where did I miss it? Amen. And he'll show you. He'll show you. And then you just say, forgive me, Lord, and get up. Get right and get back on the path of righteousness. Amen. 1 John 1:9, if I sin, confess that sin. 1 John 1:9, that's written to the saint, to the believers. For his name's sake. Man, that's purpose. I'm righteous because of his name. Amen. Because of the name of Jesus. He took my unrighteousness and gave me his righteousness. That makes me right with God. No matter what I do, it's not based on my works. It's based on God's righteousness in his son, Jesus. And see, Jesus can't come out of that covenant. He sealed it with his blood, sinless blood. See, the devil can't accuse Jesus. See, he accuses the brethren. He can't. You don't hear him say he accuses Jesus. He accuses the brethren night and day. Well, you got to tell the devil, I'm his. You can't accuse me no more. Come on, the devil tries to accuse you of all the sin, but you got to understand, Jesus took my sin. See, you ain't got to explain all this to the devil. You just say, I'm not yours no more, devil. I'm his. I'm Jesus. He's bought me with his blood. I'm in the family. I have the inheritance, the last will and testament. Amen. That's God's will for your life, is the life that Jesus led. That's the good life. We live it. Say, we live in the good life. We live in the good life. Amen. I'm paying my taxes, but I'm serving God and I'm living the good life. Amen. I ain't thinking about paying my taxes. I'm thinking about living the good life. That's what you got to think about. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That's our protection. And I believe this is where we were at last Sunday. We were kind of close there. Thou hast prepared a table. A table. Before me, in the presence of my enemies. Man, when all hell is breaking loose, I can go sit. You need to see a table. A table of healing. A table of blessing. A table of wisdom. Amen. See, because that's Jesus. That's all in Jesus. He is my wisdom. He is my righteousness. He is my peace. He is my protector. See, that's the table you need to see. Jesus is sitting at the table. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And when I come to the table, he anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Whew. Run it over. There's a song out there. Just let it run over. Run over me, Lord. Let that anointing just run over you. That's abundance. See, God just don't stop when the cup's full, Randy. My cup is full. No, he anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Just keep pouring, Lord. Keep pouring. Keep pouring, Lord. Keep pouring. Keep pouring, Lord. He wants it all over you. He wants his joy all over you. He wants his peace all over you. He wants his blessing all over you. Why? So when you touch somebody, it gets on them. Come on, touch somebody. Go ahead, touch somebody. Come on, Wayne, you can touch me. Touch somebody. Come on, touch somebody. Oh, Lord, touch somebody. Get it all over them. Get it all over them. Get Jesus all over them. I tell you what, he wants to be over his people. To just overflow, just overflowing. Man, that's what God wants. He's abundance. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Mark 6 says, when we can have a continual feast. We had a feast. Jack gave an awesome life story of his sister Dolores. But that's just one part of her life. Man, she is enjoying heaven because she knew Jesus. But after this service, we had a feast. Chicken, spaghetti, potato salad. Now, I don't eat potato salad, but they had potato salad. Banana pudding. Man, I had me two helpings. That was my first choice. Banana pudding, then chicken. Because usually I just eat two pieces of chicken. I don't have room. I said, banana pudding first. Have your pudding and your chicken. Colette, was there any banana pudding left? I didn't even look. She said, yeah, there's a little bit left. So there were some people missing, amen? You missed it. Man, we had a feast. We're not mourning and grieving Dolores. Man, we enjoy family. We want people here to know that Dolores is in heaven. Do you know Jesus? Because Dolores wants you to know Jesus. Man, you know, yeah, know Jesus. Because we can have a continual feast even when we're surrounded by our enemies.